Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That was a scary moment. He was evaluated for concussion, and he's in the concussion protocol. He was at the hospital. I believe he's about to get discharged. That was an emotional moment. That is not part of the deal that anyone signs up for, even though you know it's a possibility in football to have something that you have to get taken off and on a stretcher. All of his teammates, myself, we were all very, very concerned. So the best news that we could get is that everything is checked out, that he didn't have anything more serious than a concussion. He'll be flying back with us here on the plane.
All right, that was Mike McDaniel. I think every question yesterday was nothing was about the game, obviously, as Tua Tagovailoa sacked and injured, taken to the hospital for head and neck, and taken off on a stretcher, was down for a long time. All those things, real scary that you're watching this thing and wondering, oh, my God, how bad is it? You couldn't see up close. He was covered by doctors and trainers around him.
Couldn't see if he was moving. Didn't see, like, the thumbs-up thing, you know, when the guys are getting carted off. Yeah, there was a lot of speculation on social media right after that happened of what is going on with Tua at that point.
Well, listen, and this obviously goes back to Sunday, just a few days ago, when the Miami Dolphins played the Buffalo Bills, and he got knocked backwards on his head and his back and got up and was staggering a little bit and had to get a little help and looked like he was okay. And he staggered again, and then he came back in the second half and got the green light from the independent neurologist. All this stuff's taking place, and everybody's got an opinion about what – listen, all I know is that was scary last night. That is scary. I've seen it a few times. I mentioned Trent Green and Matt Moore. I've seen in that same situation from the quarterback position. So that was tough. Actually, we had a guy that was a draft pick that got knocked out, and he got knocked so badly from West Virginia.
Pat White.
Tried to play. He ended up never playing and tried to play baseball, and Pat White never did anything.
That's right.
He got knocked into another world, too.
God, on the sideline, he got drilled.
Yeah, so we've been through this a little bit, and obviously the other part is frustrating last night is a 27-15 loss to a team that was in the Super Bowl, and they're good. Listen, Joe Burrow and his guys, and you can see they're getting better. Now back to 2-2 on the season.
But Joe, let's go back to this for a second, because we talked about this a lot before the season started, about the first four games, how hard those first four games are going to be, what's the record going to be. If we would have all sat here and came to the conclusion this team's going to be 3-1 after the first four, I think we'd be jumping for joy. At 2-2, I think we still would have been, probably lost. Hopefully we did beat the Bills, maybe not. But 3-1, especially after the short week and playing the Bengals and the Bills in 4 days, 5 days.
And the other part that I was obviously didn't know what they would have left is the defense just played 90 plays. I think the offense had, what, 38, 39 plays, but the defense played 90 plays against the Buffalo Bills. I mean, they were going up and down the field between cramping and puking and everything else. They and dehydrated. They were going up and down the field. So now you got to travel. You leave Wednesday morning. So really, you had 2 days in camp, Monday and Tuesday. And then they got up early in the morning and we took off. Wednesday. They got up there. And by the way, how crazy is them college kids shooting the video in the practice?
That's right, right.
And so they find him and say, ah, no problem. It was a crazy couple of days to
well,
say.
Well, how about the report also from that when it came out afterwards that, like, McDaniel or someone knew that there was taping going on? And then on some of the videos, there's 12 or 13 guys lined up on the field. Like, McDaniel came out and had to say something about it. And some of those videos, they've got 13 guys lined up in a formation because they knew that somebody was taping.
Oh.
They found out someone from security, I guess, told them somebody might have been taping.
Yeah, they knew.
But how funny would that be
that they tricked
the trickster?
Yeah, everybody was yapping about but nobody seemed concerned.
No, nope,
we had
right.
dinner with some of the guys, and they were like, yeah, it's no big deal. It's already the team, because obviously that's a big no-no. You can ask Belichick about that. You can get in
yes,
big trouble
yes.
with everything. So just another crazy one. And as far as the game goes here, before we check in on the text machine, so it's 7-0. I mean, they go right down the field and – convert third down after third down. It seemed like everyone was third and one, third and two, and they would convert it and keep it going. And then you get the ball, and you got a great little drive going and got a chance to finish it off. Not to pick on anybody because it happens to everybody, but Chase Edmonds drops a touchdown pass. I mean, just turn and it's there because this guy kind of stumbled a little bit coming out of his jam. So you have that. Then on top of it, you got a missed extra point, a blocked field goal, and then you have a 64-yard play from Tyreek Hill that puts you inside the five or right at the five-yard line, and you have to kick a field goal. And to me, now listen, the field goal puts you up 15-14 with a few minutes left in the third, but so frustrating to get a 64-yard play, and you can't score a touchdown. When you have splash plays like that, you got to finish them off with touchdowns, man. 3 points. It's like going 20 plays and scoring 3 points. It's like, oh, my God, how frustrating to do everything but get in that friggin' end zone and get stopped.
You got a first and goal in the five. You got to get 6 points.
Got to, yeah.
I mean, it's not even a question.
That's what I'm saying. Right. I'm with you, man. No, I said the same thing.
It's just, but it's just ridiculous how your offense can't get in there. It's ridiculous you don't have a play or two that can. I mean, I get the Edmonds, you know, earlier in the game, the drop pass, that's one thing. But a first and goal in the five in this type of a game, 3 points not good enough.
Well, listen, we do have a lot of text messages coming in this morning. Woody, what do we have? 305-567-056. You all right, Woody, back there? You look quiet. What's going on back there?
I'm just listening.
Oh, all right. Well, what's up?
All right. I'm a little rattled from the situation. But, by the way, I don't know, you didn't get to see this, but the Amazon broadcast was all over the place last night, and it was kind of Florio pointed this out, how Richard Sherman was like the number one anti-Thursday night football guy, and now he's there. They didn't mention it during halftime. They didn't mention the whole first time Tua got hurt, so they got ripped for that. So there was a lot of weird stuff from
So they talked about Tua, but nobody
talked about
what happened
yeah.
3 or 4 days ago. Okay.
So a lot of people are ripping the broadcast throughout the whole
Fitzpatrick
thing.
Fitzpatrick couldn't even talk at halftime.
Yeah, he was almost crying.
He was like, I can't. I just this is too much for me right now.
I think he spent a lot of time with Tua at the hotel.
Yeah, they had a whole one-on-one in the beginning, right?
I think. What else you have?
The problem is not a concussion. It's the repetitive hits or collision and the effects it has on the brain. Biggest threat to the NFL.
Correct.
Tua looked like he got hit by Tyson last night. By the way, a lot of people pointing out the text machine, like, that not a flag? I mean, I thought they got that out of the game so these guys don't get suplexed like Tua did last night.
So I've seen it 200 times this morning.
I mean, he didn't have to toss him.
I know, but it wasn't that bad.
Him into the ground. Well, that was pretty bad.
All right.
Tyreek came out after the game and said it was a football play.
Can I just say, man, let's look at what happened is terrible. But now we're not going to point finger. Well, you want the guy kicked out. He's a big, strong guy.
No, but they
Tua slides
to get
back
out
in
of the
pocket.
Though.
Stop it. Stop. He goes down. You don't know. He falls. His head's going to snap back. There's no way to take this out completely. There just isn't. Man, sit here and blame the Cincinnati guy. Look, Tua, that should have never happened. Tua's got to get rid of the football. Anybody saying that this morning? He had a lot of time to throw, and he's looking around, and there's nothing open. Throw it away. Throw it away. If you don't have a receiver that you like or you feel comfortable with the throw, throw it away. Don't go back, slide back in, and start to tuck going, okay, I'm getting sacked. Which guy's getting me? I just had to get that in.
No, you're right. Yeah. You're right, though.
Lots and lots of stuff coming in here, by the way. Just takes are all over the place. He is who he is, accurate pass with a mediocre arm and injury prone. To call him injury prone after that is like, I mean, it's just.
Woody, I got to tell you something, man.
But that hit would have taken out any quarterback, any player. Like, you got slammed on his head.
Fair or not fair, and I do agree with the whole concussion thing. Like, they start to happen, and it's less of a hit, and the concussion comes back, and you get a couple of those things, and somebody comes to you and says, hey, and I don't start bringing up names of guys that have had a bunch of them. There's no reason to do that. Trent Green was one guy. And, people come up to you and said, hey, man, I know you seem fine right now, but these blows of the head that are causing these concussions, I don't know what the magic number is, but that was a big one last night. To lie there on the field.
Yep.
And finally here, before we get to Blue, a lot of people agreeing with you about Tua holding the ball for too long. And I don't know if there's any, like, disagreement you can have there. Like, he did hold the ball too long. There's no question.
So,
like, I'm glad you pointed it out. I mean, it was obvious. I thought he was ready to throw, and then he kind of starts running again.
There's no question
that he held the ball too long.
Then he just goes, okay, he just kind of gave up on the play. And I know they've talked to him about throwing the ball away. I know. And he just kind of decided, like, no, you don't want to take. They're going to hit you after you throw the football anyway, and they're going to get some shots at you. There's no reason for you in that situation to take another hit where you could potentially fall back because you're not a big guy and take another shot where you go straight backwards again. And it works from the back to the back of the head on the turf. All right, we got to go to break. Here, a little frustration out there today. A lot of frustration with the loss, which actually was a close ball game until the interception at the end of the game. And that put it away. Joe Burrow put it away at that point. We got to go to break here. We got Larry Bluestein coming up here. So get your stuff ready to go. We got to check in our high school football. Then we'll get back to all this this stuff and read some of your texts, 305-567-0560, and get your thoughts on everything from last night. Whether you feel like a doctor today, feel like a coach, or evaluator.
Right.
All right, right now I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. We lost Big Daddy Lenny. But we didn't lose the family. And, man, it's just getting bigger and better. Now it's not just about the air conditioning. It's about a really good plumbing company, really good. Some of the best plumbers in the industry now working for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing for you, man, to take care of all your plumbing problems 7 days a week, just like the air conditioning, trained and certified technicians, toilets, sinks, leaks, inside, outside, anything where you need a plumber. And let's be honest, man, so often, we need a plumber, and we always looking it up. Go to those guys. They'll take good care of you. Matter of fact, I want to let you know, they are the water heater kings of South Florida. We got a box truck filled with all-size Rheem water heaters every day, same-day installation for you. So when you have a problem, they don't have to order them. They have them in stock, ready to go for you. So we can get it in quickly for you. Financing plans on top of that for you to help you out as well. So we got a lot of good things going on when it comes to the plumbing and air conditioning part of the company. So take advantage of it. 855-PLUMBER. That's 855-PLUMBER. Hey, Joe Rose said to give you guys a call. See how good you guys really are. 7 days a week at Air Around the Clock.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Conditioning and plumbing.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota Hollywood Hotline right now. We're going to talk to Larry Bluestein for a little high school football report, as we do here on Friday mornings. Blue, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Can't complain, guys. Can't complain. Another week. Strange week, I could tell you that. I mean, they've kind of like canceled games, switched them over. We're playing today, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday of next week. But it's district games. And obviously with Hurricane Ian, you couldn't be too careful. They didn't know what, you know, the status was going to be, where it was going to hit, how it affects South Florida. So I got to give both Dade and Broward a lot of credit for, you know, getting things together in the last moment. And, you know, not the marquee games this week, guys, but some pretty good games.
There's one good one.
I'm excited about.
There's one real good-looking
one.
Saturday,
tomorrow,
12 o'clock. What's with the 12 o'clock start? I was a little surprised by that. Plantation American Heritage at Cardinal Gibbons.
Well, they wanted to make sure they got the game in. So just okay. In case, it, you know, in the late afternoon, it would, you know, how it does here.
Makes sense.
I don't have to explain that to you guys. So they did, and they're going to, I mean, that thing, as soon as they announced it, Joe, it was sold out, obviously. It's really for the district title, and maybe positioning for to be the winner could be the representative in at state. Because remember, that region goes the other way, where Miami Central – would go south and get the south teams. This region would go north, so it's a possibility that we could see Miami Central versus Heritage or Gibbons for the state title, which is the state of Florida never wanted, but the heck with them. I mean,
Blue,
we got to kind of,
I got to ask you, who do you like? Not to cut you off, but want to get right into this. Plantation American Heritage plays Chaminade pretty tough. What are your thoughts against Cardinal Gibbons, who's undefeated?
This is one of those games, you know, I mean, Stanford, Cal type of games, doesn't matter what their records are. And I'm not trying to skirt the issue. It's just I've seen, you know, Heritage dominates the series. But the last few years, it's been separated by a point or two of both teams. You know, it's tough to pick against a team at home that is two-time defending state champions that are undefeated.
Yeah,
but you got to figure American Heritage, as you said, showed that they can compete with anybody, and we know how good Chaminade Madonna is. So, they come in and they've got to be feeling pretty good, and they probably have to feel that they're going to be the favorites. You can't take anything away with DeBuck, and Coach DeBuck has done with Gibbons, but Gibbons is, you know what the thing is. Cardinal Gibbons comes in there with probably one of the best defenses. So, and remember, they held DeMatha, who ever since that game has been averaging 52 points a game, to what, six? You know, they've had a bunch of shutouts, but Coach Mike Smith and taking over for Pat Surtain has done an awesome job, and you can't say enough. So it's going to be a great game. I think maybe Heritage may have the edge as far as, you know, the confidence level. And also, you know, they've kind of dominated this series over the last few years, maybe over the last 10, 12 years. So it's but it's a marquee game, and it's I think they're going to stream it. And I would venture to say more people will be watching that than the 12 o'clock college game.
Blue, they have had some of the best games over the years that we've had in Broward County. Some of the most crazy finishes, and that's going to be a fun one for anybody that's got time and wants to go see a couple of really good private schools in Broward County, man. 12 noon, that's a good one. Hey,
I agree, and you know what, Joe, not to cut you, but tonight kind of starts off a pretty good game. If you told me at the beginning of the season, would the marquee game in week 6 on a Friday night be Ely and Fort Lauderdale, I said, what? Both of them are undefeated. They're playing this evening in Pompano Beach. The Flying Elves are 4-0. Coach Dunbar's done a tremendous job. I think the last 10 quarters they haven't given up a point. And you got to say the same thing as far as with Ely and the job that, you know, they've done. Coach Mike Bailey's done the same thing. And this is, you know, I mean, it's good to see football like this because of Fort Lauderdale, the original team in the county against an Ely team. We know, I mean, I can name all the players, Tyrone Moss and all those guys that they put out over the years. So that just kind of stick that game in there because I think that really may be the Friday night game, you know, to watch. And like I said, you're going to spread them out now, not only on Friday, but tomorrow you got games. You got Booker T. Washington playing Jackson in a rival game. Also, and then Monday you have a bunch of games, but Tuesday could be the real interesting one. Chaminade Madonna, who just, oh, by the way, had Venice cancel on them. Before the hurricane even hit Venice, they canceled on them. And so that kind of hurts Chaminade Madonna because they needed that, you know, those points, you know, if they want to make a run at a national title. But they play perhaps one of the best 1-4 teams in the country in Treasure Coast of Port St. Lucie, who have played just a murderous schedule, and they're playing that at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. So if you guys aren't doing anything, I think that would be an outstanding game as well. So, I mean, but it's shaping up because the next couple of weeks, it's the Northwesterns and the Centrals. It's the Dillards and the St. Thomases. So, you know the drill.
Well, real quickly, I want to talk about a couple of other undefeated teams that are going to play that we haven't talked about that could be an interesting game. South Miami 3-0 and Homestead, who you've been talking about a lot, has quietly been a top 7-8 team in South Florida. How good is Homestead?
They're really good. You know, I can't say enough. Coach Phil Simpson has done a tremendous job. The Broncos are for real. They showed it last year. Obviously, they hit the roadblock like a lot of people do against St. Thomas in the playoffs, but they went 3 rounds deep, stacked again. May have lost a few people on the line, but they've kind of recovered that as well. South Miami's really a good story. I mean, you know, Coach Artie Knight has done a tremendous job. You know, maybe they, you know, when they first got in the top 20 rankings this week for the first time, probably in the last few years, coming along slowly, maybe not the caliber that Homestead is right now, but hey, you know, they're going to lace them up and play them with the same confidence. And certainly it should be pretty interesting.
Hey, Blue, I got to ask you, we had Nat Moore on a couple of days ago, and Nat's got the award. You're part of it, and we both been involved in it. It's great to find the 4 best high school football players in Dayton-Broward County. How hard is that going to be this year to find 4? Nat says he makes a good point. Joe, it's every year, but I go, man, like that's going to be – Reuben Baines got to be on there, right? I mean, he's got to be one of the 4.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And you know, it's ironic. I had Nat on the radio show last Monday, and we kind of talked it. And I'm one of the OGs. I go back when Nat Moore actually played high school at Edison. So
stop it.
You know, as a kid, my dad used to take me to the game. I told Nat that, and he goes, "Oh my gosh, don't make me feel older." You know what? You're right. Reuben Bain would be one of them.
Who else would you put in there?
Joseph.
Yeah.
Nathaniel Joseph, we talked about it with Nat. I says it must have made you feel good to see a feature on a guy who from the same high school as he did, plus the same values, because Nathaniel has that 3.7 GPA. Everybody in the school loves him. And the same thing with Nat. You can't leave out Brandon Ennis, the wide receiver from American Heritage. I think he's as good as anybody. And then certainly, Chaminade has about 100 kids you can stick in there at any time. Too.
Which one are you going to hand off to in the relay for that?
Because they don't really have any seniors. Most of their juniors are getting the job done, and certainly Jeremiah Smith at this time next year may be the talk of the nation as a wide receiver. And yeah, they're you know, no matter where you look, I mean, Mark Fletcher, the running back who is going to Ohio State. He would be in that group. But I think, like you said, you've been there, Joe. You've seen the last couple of years when they've had all those studs that come through. Look at the 2 years ago or 3 years ago when Parrish, who's now with the University of Miami, won it. But you also had a bunch of kids who were just, Chaney, who's also at the University of Miami. And then last year you had a group of kids. So, yeah, it's, every year, like Nat said, every year is going to be really special, and I'm excited for this year. And, people have a chance to vote on their favorites. And, Mike Cuno at CBS4 has done a tremendous job. And Jim Berry, who's, Jim Berry's as good as you get. A great MC, loves the kids,
he
and
is
shows.
Great. Yeah.
And,
just been around. That's
yeah,
right.
It's a true. And, you and I talk when he's up there, and, we say, wow, what a passion that he has. And, you can't say enough about what CBS4's done. And, I'm not giving them shameless plugs, but, when you step up in the community, you got to kind of be recognized for
it. Hey, anybody that falls and does the high school stuff, Blue, you have that right. Hey, and speaking of stepping up, Auto Nation, thank you so much. Every year, every week, we're able to talk this high school and high school football and the great high school football we're having right now, some of the top-ranked teams in the country. Public, private, and it's a lot of it, Blue, we couldn't do without AutoNation, my man.
Yeah, you know how I feel. I mean, it's just the people over there have been so great to us, keeping us on the air every Monday night during the football season. No matter what you call your car or why you're letting it go, AutoNation will buy it, and you don't have to buy one from them. They're paying top dollar right now. Any make, any model, car, truck, van, or SUV, AutoNation will buy it. It's super easy to get an appraisal. Just stop into any of their stores or appraise it yourself at AutoNation.com. The appraisal value you get is good for 7 days or 500 miles, whichever comes first. Best of all, you'll receive your payment right on the spot. So if you're ready to let your car go, AutoNation is ready to buy it. Visit your nearest AutoNation store or AutoNation.com. Get top dollar for your auto today. All appraisals are subject to in-store verification, vehicle condition, and mileage. Some restrictions may apply. See store for details. What drives you drives us at AutoNation. Excellent weekend ahead. You guys be safe, and we will talk to you next week. I always look forward to these Fridays. Everybody listens. They all tell me, like tonight, I'll get a bunch of people say, hey, how come you didn't pick us? So I love that. And you got
Blue,
a great audience
you,
that loves that. All right, guys.
All right. Thank you, Blue.
Thank you
take
go
care.
Ahead, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm here.
No, I was just who you picking 12 o'clock? Who'd you pick? Just one last time. Who'd you pick at 12 o'clock knowing the rivalry between Cardinal Gibbons and American Heritage Plantation? Who you taking?
Okay, I know you're going to say it. The Buck is going to talk to me in 2 minutes, I'm sure, but I'm going to take Heritage in a very, very close game.
All right. Yeah. You put your big boy pants
overtime.
On right
nine
there.
Nine overtimes.
No. Don't start that. Wow. Trying to make anybody feel better. Now, let me tell you, up in the Northeast Fort Lauderdale area, they're not big fans of yours right now. Thank you, Blue. You take care.
All right, take care.
That was Larry Bluestein for the AutoNation High School Football Report. Oh, man. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the 7 o'clock.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hour with Hollywood's headlines coming up next.
And now it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Damn, Woody, for a second I thought it was a Monday.
Feels kind of like it, a
right.
Monday. We got enough text to, it feels like a Monday.
It does.
I got three stories for you guys.
Go ahead.
Jump right back into the text here. I know people want to talk about the Dolphins. But we're not going to miss an opportunity to talk about Brett Favre when his story gets worse, right?
No way. Right.
More troubling allegations surrounding Brett Favre. It says the NFL legend's charity, whose mission is to help underserved and disabled children and breast cancer patients, reportedly gifted donated funds to his alma mater's athletic department. Of course, that is the University of Southern Miss.
God.
Favre's charity, Favre for Hope, donated more than $130,000 to the University of Southern Mississippi Athletic Foundation between 2018 and 2020, according to The Athletic. That is money meant for children and cancer patients.
Jeez.
Can he do anything any lower? Is there anything else?
Oh, he's been setting the bar every week now.
He's taking it to a new low.
He keeps limboing under it. We'll see.
And he's got all this evidence. Like, there's text on everything. And
how do we do this and no one finds out? Is this going to happen?
He has turned into a real piece of crap.
Right.
There were signs of it before.
But then he got the copper sleeve going and you loved him again, right?
Well, everybody around him's doing time or pleaded guilty to something.
Yeah. Who donates money to Southern Miss?
Someone that went to Southern Miss.
No. If it's his school and his daughter goes there, his ass needs to give personal money.
Right. Can't do that.
Needs to be that money he made playing.
No, take the welfare money.
This could end in jail time, by the way. So
I don't
let's
know.
Let's
stay
hopeful
to
and
jail?
Stay tuned here.
Holy moly.
Well, he kind of deserves it.
No, I get it. I mean, he does.
All right, real quick here. A newly designed supersonic jet be able to fly passengers from New York City to London in just 80 minutes.
Whoa.
What does that mean? Well, Joe, it means if you got your jacket, you need to get it repaired, or you need to even get a new jacket, another color maybe.
Be there in
one of those reversible jackets.
Right.
You get it done in that morning.
I ain't putting that jacket. I won't get rid of it, but I'm not wearing it. Kim Bocamper ruined it for me.
Did you bump into Ian Eagle at all while you were up there? Did he see the jacket at all?
No, but I did talk to him for a while.
You really did throw us for a loop when you said it was reversible.
I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. First time I heard that. I didn't know it was reversible.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Did you know Hollywood? I had no idea.
But
no.
Bo's even called that out. Like, go ahead, bro. Let's see the other color.
Wow.
See if it matches.
You shocked us yesterday. Shocked us.
Is it supposed to be reversible, though? Does it have, like, tags on the inside, like labels and stuff?
No, it actually just.
Okay.
I don't know if it's considered.
I don't know if you're just wearing it inside
leather,
out,
right.
But.
Just the finest leather.
Bought it in Florence. Anyway, I don't know what that means.
We'll get you there. We'll get you there in an hour and change,
right,
Joe. So
right.
You can go on a shopping spree wherever it is you like to shop. All right. Finally, here we never miss a documentary either, guys. And coming to Peacock, there is a new Barney docuseries. Remember Barney, the purple dinosaur?
Yeah.
Wow.
I grew up during the Barney time with the kids.
So the documentary is called "I Love You, You Hate Me."
That's great.
One of the most beloved children's characters turned into a target for hate. It's a dark story of everyone's favorite talking dinosaur, Barney, and the story will be explored in Peacock's two-part docuseries, I Love You, You Hate Me, which premieres October 12th.
Why?
The series will follow the rise and fall of Barney the Dinosaur's furious backlash.
What?
And what it says about the human need to hate, according to the streamer's description.
What?
That's weird.
Right.
The, quote, bashing came in the form of violently destroying Barney merchandise, spreading rumors, including one claiming that Barney's actors hid drugs in the costume's tail, and even death threats towards the show's performers, crew, and their families.
Oh, man.
I guess it's a good place to hide the you know, in the suit.
I thought Eeyore was down. Jeez,
this
man.
One, former Barney actor Bob West recalled such an instance in the trailer stating, quote, they were going to come find me and they were going to kill me, end quote.
That bad, huh? I don't know. Barney lived such a tough life.
Wait, we're.
This is wild. It says from Barney bashing to frat parties to homicidal video games, something in American society broke into a million pieces and it's never been put together again.
Well, let's try to get it back.
I think party's done, dude.
Let's try to get it all back here. Let's get a little positive.
This is the one documentary you thought you wouldn't see here. But
I mean, the documentary's on everything at this point.
I know we got to get back to Dolphin stuff. Did you see the pictures of Larsa Pippen?
No.
She was at a concert with baby Jordan.
Yep.
And they're just friends?
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. So they looked like friends.
Caught that the other day. I figured that would have been right on your tabloid list.
I got to tell you, and I don't mean in any way to be disrespectful to my wife, who I love. Uh-oh. I think she looks really good, though.
She does.
She's looking, don't touch. That's it. You know.
Thanks, Zach.
You can shop around the grocery store.
I appreciate you saying that coming from you.
Right.
What else you have?
All right. You shop for the groceries, bro. You don't have to cook dinner.
Tua's injury is not back to the text machine.
Oh,
we
I'm
go.
Sorry. We're going okay, back you to hit Tua. Okay.
Did you want to go back to the text machine?
Yeah, of course. People nice enough to send in. Is there a lot of hatred, anger?
There's a lot of everything, man. So here's the problem. We know what happened on Sunday, but we don't know what happened on Sunday. That is, to me, is the lingering issue here.
This really isn't about yesterday.
But so the NFLPA comes out and puts out their statement that we have the investigation ongoing. Yeah. We're looking into everything. And like, I think we need to definitively be told, and I assume that that's kind of what they told us.
So this really,
that he didn't have a concussion on Sunday.
This isn't really about yesterday. It's about what led up to it with the game on Sunday, where he came back in the game after now everybody's seen it and everybody's had a good laugh going, oh, so you got a little back problem and that's the way when you get up, that's the way you look. And so, look, everybody's had a little fun with it and they're going, no, it's an independent neurologist on a serious note and he's looking out for the best of all the players and now this happens and falls back on his head for a second time in 4 days. And then you have that, what you had yesterday of him down on the field for a long time. I don't know. Felt like it was like 15 minutes on the ground. Yeah, I don't know how long it was.
Well, Amazon showed the replay about 8 times, right. Close-ups, and every cringe angle you could possibly have.
It was horrible.
Thanks, Amazon.
Right.
An interesting broadcast they put together, by the way.
Everybody
Kirk
rips
Street
it every time we now. This is our third game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yes.
And everybody is ripped. Well, NBC had the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is ripped. Everything about that. And Al Michaels is
pretty
damn good.
He's really good.
So here you go. Like, we get back-to-back texts here. This guy says, by the way, my legs have completely given out when I had a pinched nerve in my back. Then the guy above us says, bro, using the eye test last Sunday, he had a concussion. No one acts like that with back pain. The NFL and the Finns failed him big time.
They better hope not at this point.
I can't imagine, again, I just cannot imagine with everything at stake with this league and this guy being your franchise quarterback that those doctors saw what everyone else saw. And just said, you're good to go, no concussion, without him, with him actually having one, and just rolled him back out there. I can't imagine
that.
So
you have
team. Think of the liability.
So you have team doctors that are now trained in. I happen to, this is my doctor. And then on top of that, you have an independent doctor at every game. And you have lawsuits. It's the biggest lawsuit problem that the league has and never talks about. From guys that have committed suicide to why and had the brains, you know, given to science and these different universities to evaluate and all these things. And so they're dealing with, they had to put aside a lot of money to take care of these people and try to figure out which ones to give the money to. Like, it's pretty serious to them. And so I'm not sure what Mike McDaniel's supposed to do when the league says he can play in the second half. He's been given a green light. He can go back out and play in the second half against the Buffalo Bills. Are you supposed to go, we're not going to do that, but thank you, NFL. Mm. Of course you're going to do it.
Well, I read that each team has an unaffiliated neurotrauma consultant hired and assigned by the NFL. That person advises whether a player should go into the concussion protocol. The trainer has final say in whether the player can return to the game.
By the way, we got people questioning the Cincinnati hospital too. Just in case.
Yeah,
the Dolphins doctors weren't enough. The Cincinnati doctors are in on it too, because apparently they think Tua just left the hospital on his own.
No, he's.
They
with,
said being discharged doesn't mean that he's cleared. They just said that he just left on his own.
They thought it was safe enough for him to go home on the plane. That was the big thing.
Not according to our doctors.
Not the Twitter
here.
Doctors
the Twitter doctors. They
doctors.
Just they think it's very irresponsible that hospital to let him go. They didn't clear him. He left on his own. He pulled at Joe Rose.
No. He didn't pull at Joe Rose.
He just
Joe
left.
Rose
snuck
said,
out
I'm
the
fine.
Window.
Joe
what
Rose pulled at
he
Joe
said,
Rose.
I'm fine. He just walked out.
Took nurses
on the
down,
plane.
Doctors, no clothes on, a robe, my package hanging out, just going, I'm going out that door and you're not stopping me.
Yep.
And he said, I'm calling Don Shula if you walk out of here. And he's going to be upset.
And he was.
And he was.
And he
and
was.
I was
right.
Totally. That was it. That was it for.
Here you go. 561 says it's not a head concussion. It's probably a spinal concussion. That makes the most sense. Back pains is the chief complaint.
Well, that's what the league said. And the independent neurologist said last week. And I think we all thought, wait a second, man. He fell on the back of his head. We saw him get up. I think we all thought that. And then Kimbo Camper goes, he's going in the second half. They said it's his back. Okay. Whatever. All right.
What a week.
Well, you couldn't make
what
this up.
What a week.
Boy.
God.
It looked like it was going to be a pretty good game for three quarters, except blown opportunities by the Dolphins with not getting things done. And the other part of this, and I'm going to say it, and I don't mean it to be mean towards Tua Tagovailoa, there was no reason for that hit and that tackle and being thrown down to happen. There was no reason. He had all kinds of time. Actually rolled out to his left a little bit. And if it's not there, throw it away. Or throw it towards whoever you think's got the best chance one-on-one to make the play. Whichever way, but don't kind of curl up and get ready to take a sack.
Right.
Especially off of what you just went through a few days ago after you released the ball. So a lot of tough stuff going on there that we'll talk about this morning. Got 8 o'clock hour coming up. So stay with us for all that stuff. Boy, I tell you what, I knew this was going to happen, the old voice. Right now, I want to tell you about Chapman Partnership, the two facilities in Dade County for the homeless. But it's so much more than just a bite to eat and a bed, or even clean it up. No, it's so much more. It's about empowering the homeless on their path towards a self-sufficient life through comprehensive care and all the great programs. They do it, the goal, 90 days, 60 to 90 days. They help you find a job, get you back out, let you see doctors you need to see, get you on the proper meds if that's what it's about, if it's mental health, and really get everything. Babysitting services for the kids, help you find a job, help you find a place to live. Now, this is where you can help for that fresh start for your new life and your new home. We got a $500 move-out kit. For $500, you can provide a fresh start to a family or individual with a move-out kit and help them transition from homelessness to hopefulness. Not a bad way to go. Listen to some of the things for your $500. The kits include bedding, towels, pillows, cleaning supplies, cookware, and so much more. So please join me at 560 WQM as we help support families at Chapman and support their journey home. Just Google Chapman Partner Move Out Kits and click on Donate to provide a family with a move out kit. Just one. If you can't, how about you do 250 and get a friend to do 250? You'll feel so good because you're giving somebody in South Florida a fresh start. So be a part of it at Chapman Village, and thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.